With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Biden now escalates his war against Americans in red states. Good morning, Boston. Okay, it's revenge. I mean, this is exactly what it is. Many are saying it. It's not just the Cooner man. It's quite obvious what's happening now in this war. Yes, it's not even a battle anymore. It's a war between Joe Biden and red state governors and Americans living in red states who are standing up to his illegal, unconstitutional, dictatorial vaccine mandate, his federal vaccine mandate, which, by the way, he vowed previously he would never do, saying he didn't have the power to do what he just recently did. But that's all in the past now. Dictator Joe vowed to wipe out the governors of the red states. His words, that he was going to get them out of the way and roll them. Well, now he's exacting punishment. And if it means killing Americans, I'm choosing my words very carefully. If it means Americans dying, Americans not getting the life-saving treatment that they need, well, so be it. So here is now the latest scandal. I know it gets exhausting after a while. Every day it's a freaking scandal with this guy. Well, listen now to this one. The Biden administration, this week, it just came out. In fact, it came out yesterday. Deliberately is sending now less than half the life-saving antibody treatments needed in Florida and other key red states. And in particular, what the Biden administration did is they slashed the doses of monoclonal antibodies, which is a vital life-saving treatment that they're giving now in places like Florida, in Alabama, in Georgia, in Tennessee, in Texas, in state after state after state. It's what Joe Rogan took and was immensely successful. There's a brilliant piece in today's Wall Street Journal by one of the leading medical experts in the United States, a professor of medicine at UCLA, saying that these monoclonal treatments, there's numerous clinical studies, now show incredibly effective at saving lives, reducing hospitalizations, preventing people from even getting hospitalized once they come down with the Delta variant or with COVID-19. So instead of providing the life-saving coronavirus antibody treatment that state needs, that residents, people who live there need, sick people, the Biden regime slashed the distribution of doses. And their guys, the pretext for doing this is they say they want a more equitable distribution. They don't want it to go to places like Florida or Georgia or Alabama or Mississippi or Texas. Apparently they say, no. We got to make sure that all these doses are sent to every 50 state, every geography, Alaska, just as much as Florida, even though in Florida right now, it's incredibly hot. The summer is raging. People are outdoors. People are mingling. So there's a higher rate of transmission of the virus. There's more population density. It doesn't matter. They're claiming the issue of equitable distribution is why they are now deliberately slashing and cutting the distribution of monoclonal antibodies. And if that means Americans don't get the treatment that they need when they're sick and many of them die, blank you, according now to Jen Psaki and Joe Biden. Listen now, I never thought I would see the day in the United States of America where a president of the United States is doing everything in his power to prevent life-saving treatment, medicines, doses from going to states and going to citizens and Americans in those states because they dare to stand up to his draconian, unconstitutional behavior and policies. Listen now to Ron DeSantis. He was mad as hell, the Florida governor, frankly shocked, and mad as hell, saying now he has put a target on our back in Florida because we don't want to submit to his stupid federal vaccine mandate. Listen to Ron DeSantis. Roll cut 15, Christian.
We are very, very concerned with the Biden administration and the HHS's recent, abrupt, sudden announcement that they are going to dramatically cut the number of monoclonal antibodies that are going to be sent to the state of Florida.
I'd be concerned too, because people are going to die. Now, listen to Ron DeSantis saying, by the way, we had gotten a promise from them just a couple of weeks ago that they were going to continue to send about 72,000 doses a week. That's what they need in Florida. And they said, well, they had agreed to 72,000 doses. Now, all of a sudden, arbitrarily, without even telling us, willy-nilly, they just slashed these doses from 72,000 a week to 30,900. 31,000, let's not quibble. More than half. Roll cut 15A, Christian.
Just last week on September 9th, President Joe Biden said that his administration would be increasing shipments of monoclonal antibodies in September by 50%. And yet on September 13th, HHS announced that it was seizing control of the monoclonal antibody supply and that it would control distribution. And then on September 14th, the announcement was more than 50% of the monoclonal antibodies that had been used in Florida were going to be reduced. So this is a dramatic reduction.
Obviously. Now, I'll tell you why. Because now you got a target on your back. This is revenge. This is retribution. This is him now using leverage, saying, you want life-saving treatment? You want these monoclonal antibodies? Submit to the vaccine mandate. Tell everyone they must take the jab or they lose their jobs and their careers. That's it. Submit. I am the dictator. I am the tyrant. Submit, submit, submit. Now, what's even more sinister, and he touches on it in his press conference, it's not just that they have reduced. Now think of this. You're reducing the doses deliberately of the very treatment that will save lives? Are you sick? By the way, if Trump had done this, it would be an all-out political holy war. It would be saturation coverage, impeach. He's killing Americans. He's got blood on his hands. He's a ruthless dictator. This is unacceptable, unconscionable. With this, the media deliberately turning a blind eye, playing stupid, wink, wink, hoping you squeeze them. You squeeze them. You pressure them. You blackmail them. You bully them. You intimidate them. Hell, you even now rack up the death count so that these poor governors feel they have no choice but to play ball with those thugs in Washington, D.C., those Biden thugs in Washington, D.C. And it's not just that they're reducing the doses. Now, the government is trying to get a monopoly on all the supply, and they're not allowing the states to be able to, or they're trying for the states not to purchase these doses on their own, or even have, let's say, private hospitals do it, or private clinics do it, or have private individuals do it, a la Joe Rogan, as an example. Now they want to control the entire distribution and only allow it in a few specific several sites controlled by the feds. And they're doing this deliberately in red states. In particular, Alabama is now being targeted. So it's almost impossible to get it in Alabama or in Georgia or in Louisiana or in Texas or in Mississippi. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Now, there's another reason why they're doing this, is that these monoclonal treatments, this is actually great news. This is what's so sick and perverse about this. We have a very effective treatment should you come down with the coronavirus or the Delta variant. It works. It's over 90% effective. You don't die. You get well. In many cases, you get well quickly. You don't even have to go to the hospital. But what does that do? It shatters the narrative that everyone must be forced and coerced to take the jab. It destroys the entire basis and premise for a vaccine mandate. So they don't want doctors and patients to know about these monoclonal treatments. They don't want the public to know that there are effective, safe, life-saving treatments available. Instead, they want to just force everyone to take the jab and now squeeze the red states and deny them the life-saving treatment, even if it means killing Americans. Your reaction next. Biden's political war now intensifies. Good morning, Boston. 617-266-6868 is the number. 619 here on the great WRKO. Okay, my friends, shocking stuff. There's just no other way to put it. Governor Ron DeSantis now sounding the alarm bell, held a major press conference yesterday. Letter has now been sent out to everyone in Florida saying that the Biden regime is deliberately slashing the amount of antibody treatments provided to Florida by more than half, more than 50%, that under Biden's order, the feds have now seized the supply and control of the distribution of these life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments, Regeneron. Now, the interesting thing is, liberals and the left, especially CNN, initially mocked DeSantis for setting up all these treatment centers where you could take these monoclonal antibody treatments. That this was more witchcraft, that this was nonsense, that this was giving people false hope, that Ron DeSantis should be put in jail for this, for medical malpractice. The evidence and the data is now so overwhelming of how effective these treatments are that states all over the country are now using them, never mind around the world. So much so that Biden, in fact, had to grudgingly tout them in his speech a couple of weeks ago. And now the feds are moving in and they want to ration the distribution of this and deliberately allow people in Florida, as Ron DeSantis puts it, to potentially be killed to cost them their lives, because now they want to ration the supply. It is the beginning now of coronavirus death panels. And so what Ron DeSantis is now doing, he's doing an end run around the feds, basically saying, you know what? Here's the middle finger, blank you. And now he's ordered the state of Florida to go out there and purchase as many of those monoclonal antibody treatments as possible. To hell with the feds. To hell with Biden is saying, we're going to go out there and get them ourselves and give them to our own citizens. And the only reason why Biden is doing this, it is to punish, as Ron DeSantis put it, it is to punish Florida, to punish DeSantis, to punish Floridians for daring to stand up, or as Ron DeSantis put it, to bend the knee to his ridiculous, unconstitutional federal vaccine mandate. What did I tell you? The guy's a tyrant. The guy's a dictator. The guy's a thug. And now you are doing everything in your power to deny treatment?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To sick Americans, who, by the way, we know that this works. It's immensely effective. As I mentioned in my opening monologue, huge piece in today's Wall Street Journal by one of the leading research scientists and professors in the country at UCLA, saying clinical study after clinical study after clinical study, not just here in the United States, in Israel, in the United Kingdom, in countries all over the world, say that these monoclonal treatments are immensely effective. They're saving lives. They're reducing hospitalizations. So, my friends, we have multiple weapons and multiple tools that we can deploy to combat the spread of the coronavirus and save countless lives. It's not the jab or nothing. It's not take the vax, take this gene therapy, or everything goes to hell. The sky is going to fall. There are options after options after options. And yet, instead of embracing these options to help Americans in the time of this coronavirus and to save lives, now this regime is literally playing God and playing politics with the lives of Americans. And they're deliberately singling out those in red states. Those that oppose Biden's dictatorial regime, those that oppose his illegal, unconstitutional, draconian mandates. I mean, this is unbelievable. And from the guy who claimed he was going to be the unifier, who was going to heal the country's soul, he didn't just announce a political civil war in that unbelievable speech of several weeks ago. He is now waging it, and now he's intensifying it. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, listen now. This is, I want to give her a big hat tip. This is Emerald Robinson from Newsmax. She's now turning into one of my favorite reporters. At the White House, asks Jen Psaki, Minister of Propaganda, why is Biden slashing the antibody treatment supply to Florida? Why is he playing with people's lives? Listen to Psaki lie, lie, and lie. Roll cut 16, Christian.
He promised on September 9th that he was going to send 50% more supply of monoclonal antibodies to states. Yet, the Biden administration is cutting supplies in red states by 50%. So, for example, in Florida, they were expecting to get 70,000 doses this week, which they say they need. They're only getting 30,000 doses. And this is not just for unvaccinated people. In South Florida, half the people who are seeking this treatment are fully vaccinated. So why is the Biden administration cutting these supplies?
That's not accurate.
Really? How is it not accurate? What did she say that's in anywhere false, is false in any way, shape, or form? And she's right, by the way. More than half of those in Florida, especially South Florida, who are asking for the monoclonal antibody treatment, are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. But now the vaccine's effectiveness is wearing off. So many of them are contracting and transmitting the virus, and some of them are getting sick, really sick, the vaccinated. And they're like, forget the vaccine, give me the treatment. And now he's denying people treatment? It's sickening. Your calls next. .6:31 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Okay, this is massive news, front page news, not just all over Florida, all over Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, you name it. Biden now intensifying his political war against the red states, especially red state governors, now deliberately, dramatically slashing and reducing the doses of monoclonal treatments, Regeneron, that have shown to be immensely effective, overwhelmingly effective to people who come down with the coronavirus or the Delta variant. These are treatments and they work. Well, he's now deliberately slashing by more than half, more than 50%, the supply that he had promised to send to these states, even though it's going to it will cost lives. People will die if they do not get this treatment. And many of those people are vaccinated. In some parts, more than half are vaccinated. So for those of you libs with your death porn, your anti-vax death porn, it's not just the unvaccinated that are going to suffer by this. Biden, however, is determined to exact revenge, to exact punishment against anyone now who stands up to his federal vaccine mandate. Listen now to Jen Psaki. First claim that the story was inaccurate, but then under questioning from Emerald Robinson of Newsmax, well, let her speak in her own words. Roll cut 16A, Christian.
First of all, we are increasing our distribution this month by 50%. In early August, we were distributing an average of 100,000 doses per week. Now we're shipping an average of 150,000 doses per week. Over the last month, though, and one thing that I think people need to understand for clarity, facts, I know you're like facts, is that monoclonal antibodies are life-saving therapies that are used after infection to prevent more severe outcomes. So clearly the way to protect people and save more lives is to get them vaccinated so that they don't get the COVID to begin with.
There you go. You see? In other words, blank you, get the vax. Now, she's so stupid, she thinks like this is a checkmate argument. It's for people to get treatment after they've become infected. Yeah? And with the point, so? And? Yeah. I know you love facts. Yeah, we do. If you can give them to us, that'd be nice. Genius. Now, there are now, I'm talking a plethora, a flood of studies. You know what's the most effective response to the coronavirus? It's not that you're unvaccinated. It's not that you're vaccinated. It's that you have natural immunity. In other words, the strongest antibody to the coronavirus, it gives you the best protection for the longest period of time. It's not even close. Is natural immunity. In other words, you've gotten the virus. Now you have a natural immune system that is built to combat not only it, but other variants to come in the future. The reason why you ask people to even take the vaccine, I mean, hello, I'm just stating, you know, vaccines 101, is that the jab artificially introduces the virus into your body. That's the point. And then your body has to try to learn to build up antibodies to deal with it. Well, it's much better to get it naturally than to get it artificially. It's better, it's more effective, it's stronger, it gives you more protection. And by the way, I'm going to get to this a bit later in the show. Now, you know what the studies are showing? The vaccine's effectiveness, we thought it lasted 6 months. Pfizer and Moderna now say 5 months. Guess what, baby? 3 to 4 months maximum. Maximum. So natural immunity is much better and much stronger and much more durable. And this clown is like, well, this is a treatment for after the fact. Yeah. You get treated, you're well, a la Joe Rogan, and then you have natural immunity, which is better than getting the jab. Stupid. You can't make this stuff up. Now, the fact is this. You can cite to me doses, 150,000. Are you deliberately slashing the supply to Florida and Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia and Louisiana and Texas and all the other states that are opposing Biden's vaccine mandate? Yes or no? They won't answer. You know why? Because I'll tell you the answer. It went from 72,000 doses for Florida alone to 31,000. 30,950, I believe. Okay, to be accurate. So I'm rounding it off to 31,000. Less, more than half. So you are going to deny treatment to people who are now sick, some of them in the hospital, and they want it and they need it? And again, in South Florida, more than half of those who are demanding it and need it are fully vaccinated. No, this is the dictator lashing out at all opposition. And remember what he vowed when he gave that incendiary speech. To all those governors who oppose me, I will do everything in my power to get you out of my way. Well, now he's hanging the potential lives of countless Americans over their heads to blackmail them, to bully them, to intimidate them into backing down and accepting his draconian authoritarian vaccine mandate. My friends, I've been saying this now for I don't know how long. This is a civil war. It is a political, ideological, cultural civil war. And Biden is waging it on middle America. It is time to resist. Agree, disagree. 617-266-6868. Double-barreled question. Number one, what do you make now of what Biden is doing to Florida and other states? Slashing the doses of these monoclonal antibody treatments, life-saving treatments. Is this, again, another red line that he has crossed? And number two, what should the red states do? If you were the governor of Florida, seriously, what do you do? Do you stop sending taxes to Washington? I'm being serious. What do you do? He is now deliberately preventing you from able to save lives in your own states by cutting and reducing the supply of life-saving treatments, rationing them, coronavirus death panels. How should the red states respond? How should the governors like DeSantis respond? 617-266-6868. Lines are loaded. Let's go to Joe in Everett. Joe, thanks for holding and welcome.
Austin Bulldozer, thanks for taking the call. Jeff, I wish we could have conversations instead of rants, but bear with me. First things first is
yes.
Thank you for openly praying a couple of weeks ago or a week ago. I appreciate that and I thank you. First and foremost, Jeff, all these things that are being fired at us right now are situations. We are, in fact, at war, and they're using silent weapons to go after us, and it's everything from the economy to the masking to this so-called holding back of medicines. We have to do things individually, as you said. There are many of cures for this so-called disease. You can get it online. We have so many tools to get it. But what you do have to do is work with people close to you. You might call them little cells. Get people who know, medically speaking, and work with them. Why are we looking for traitors, cheats, and liars to take care of us? Stop looking to the government to take care of you. Do your own homework. And thanks for letting me speak.
Oh, Joe, I love it. I love it. Thank you very much for that call. Look, I'm getting a lot of people texting and emailing me on this. Have you noticed from the beginning, it started with Chicken Little, Fauci. I got a great email I want to read on the other side of the break. It started with Chicken Little versus hydroxychloroquine, but it's continued with ivermectin, now with Regeneron, this monoclonal treatment, antibody treatment. The globalists have been against a cure or a treatment for the virus from the beginning. It's always jab, jab, jab. Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Big pharma, you've got to make trillions of dollars. That's the only solution for them. It's either take the jab or a ventilator. Basically a death sentence. That's it. They have been against having the public be aware of all of these treatments and cures that are widely available. Peer-reviewed clinical studies show immensely effective, and they work. So you've got to ask yourself, why? Why? And to me, the answer is obvious. Follow the money. It's all about the power. It's all about control. It's all about submission. And it's all about lining the pockets of their masters, Big Pharma, and these crooked politicians like Joe Biden. And now, Biden wants to now do things to Florida and others that will cost people their lives. Your reaction next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.